This is New England Public Media. The pandemic reversed the last 10 years of progress toward ending hunger in the U.S., according to Feed America. Millions more people than before are experiencing food insecurity. The relatively new movement of community refrigerators is helping out a bit. In cities and towns around the world, people can take what they need and others can leave that gallon of milk they won't use or that uneaten lean cuisine from the back of their freezer. As New England Public Media's Jill Kaufman reports, in the past year, several fridges have been set up around Massachusetts.
In downtown Worcester, Trevor De La Pera is helping unload a few dozen apple pies into an outdoor refrigerator. They're those boxed little snack pies.
This was a godsend for the people in the community. This fridge will be stocked right now. Come back in 5 minutes, it's empty. Come back in 20 minutes, it's full again.
This fridge is a community fridge. It's painted bright blue. The words free food are stenciled on the door. De La Pera owns a food truck right nearby. He is one of 50 volunteers who check regularly this and several other fridges around Worcester.
So we have little temperature monitors up here. It's one of the first things I check because every now and then it'll maybe trip a breaker or, you know, something's not quite right.
Kathy Petke is another volunteer. She's checking to make sure the donated food in the fridge is fresh and that it meets the guidelines. Fruits and vegetables, unopened dairy, prepackaged meals, all good. But no homemade food, no raw meat or fish, and nothing expired.
We've got it here. We've got a lot of bread. We've got some nice juices that just came in this morning. In the drawers here, we've got some kohlrabi. Those have probably been there a couple days now. I think nobody really knows how to use kohlrabi. It's an intimidating vegetable.
The community fridge movement began as a way to address hunger, but also to address food waste from households, from restaurants and supermarkets. And full-sized fridges are encased in shelters built by volunteers. Businesses or private residents host the fridges and pay for the electricity.
The freezer, we've got lots of frozen veggies. We've got some frozen waffles. It looks like the person who stopped by earlier took some frozen waffles and a couple of frozen meals.
The older man came by while we were talking. He poked around the fridge like you do when you're looking for something to eat and you're not sure what's there, after he didn't stop to speak with anyone. And Petke says she tends to give fridge users their space.
I can understand that it's a difficult time for anyone who needs to utilize something like this. So I'll say hello, I'll smile, and they'll usually say hello back.
The Worcester Community Fridges partner with local farms and restaurants. The volunteers try to get prepackaged meals because not everyone can cook and not everyone has a kitchen. The blueprint for many community fridges comes from an organization called Freege. That's FREEDGE. The website offers guidelines for how to get a fridge. It has details about Good Samaritan protections that could essentially protect volunteers from being sued. And the Freege website has a map showing hundreds of setups around the world. This summer in Western Massachusetts, a group of volunteers set up a fridge on the bike path in Florence. And there are fridges listed in Franklin County and up and running in Boston.
I think they're a community-based response to what is a growing problem with a pandemic of food insecurity, and people are trying to help out their neighbors.
Andy Fisher wouldn't discourage anyone from donating to a community fridge, but the problem of hunger is systemic, he says. Fisher wrote the book Big Hunger, The Unholy Alliance Between Corporate America and Anti-Hunger Groups. A community fridge is nice, Fisher says, like one of those little free libraries that pop up in a neighborhood, but
it is a distraction from the systemic issues and from the real solutions to the deeper problems that we seem to be avoiding as a society. We need higher incomes. We need better government supports. We need to reexamine capitalism, essentially, to see whether it's really meeting the needs of everybody.
People have come here and have kids. And it says, you don't know how much this means to us because it helped us to make ends meet. Yeah, food stamps. How far can that go?
In Worcester, Trevor De La Pera isn't trying to solve world hunger. He was homeless once and hungry. Now, he says, he's an entrepreneur. When he's cooking in his jerk chicken food truck and people show up at the community fridge nearby,
I call them and offer them a plate of food because what is a plate of food? What is a plate of food?
It could be just enough to get you through another day. For New England Public Media, I'm Jill Kaufman.